Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Thunder Basin and Campbell County softball were able to get a doubleheader in over the weekend in Wheatland. Starting with Campbell County softball, they were up first as they traveled to Wheatland on Thursday for a doubleheader. In Game 1, Campbell County and Wheatland were tied heading into the bottom of the 7th, but Wheatland would hit an RBI single to win the game 4-3. The Camels would respond in a big way in Game 2 as they got the win 13-5, including scoring 7 runs in the top of the 3rd. Here is what Camels head coach Haley Gray had to say about the response from the girls in Game 2 after their heartbreaking loss in Game 1.
I was proud of them for putting that first game behind them, just bouncing back and going in hard and getting their bats going. And that was really good to see them bounce back like that. You know, they don't have very much time between games, so they were pretty upset. We've never lost to Wheatland before. Wheatland definitely has gotten a lot better, and their defense was great. So, you know, after that first game, it was a heartbreaking loss for us. I mean, we had 18 strikeouts against them. Our pitcher had 18 strikeouts, and they had like one strikeout against us. It just, the numbers, it didn't add up. We should have never lost that game. So it was very frustrating loss and a heartbreaking loss. So they took a little time, and, you know, our girls kind of just built each other up and said, hey, we got another game to play. We got to forget about it for right now and go out there and make the adjustments we need to make and get the next W. So I was happy that they did that.
The Camels moved to 2-3 overall this year and 1-2 in conference play. Campbell County will return to action at home Thursday night with a doubleheader against Laramie, and then they will play Cheyenne South on Friday morning. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.